our mouths give him honor and glory while we're here. David said, while we're alive, we ought to praise him, because the dead cannot praise the Lord. But they are sleeping under the altar of God until that day that he comes to get his children and take them out of this sin-filled world. In the book of Matthew, the 8th chapter, if you want to open your Bibles up there and follow along with us for a few minutes of time today. And while you pray, that God will just move in a mighty way in our service this morning. And that I believe that this is a message that many of us will be able to relate to. And hopefully God will move and open our eyes to that there is so much we can do for our people that are still out in sin, for those that have transgressed and gone away from the Lord, for those that are sick and afflicted, that we might be able to take them to God and see the miracle that we stand in need of and they stand in need of happen in their life. And the 5th verse of this 8th chapter of the book of Matthew says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Then the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under of authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come to me from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And stop reading there with that 11th verse today. And we see that this man had a great love for his servant. I'd like to bring to you a message this morning of taking our petitions before God. Taking our petitions before God. That this man had this servant that he loved dearly. And this servant got the palsy and was grievously tormented. I looked it up, and when you go back and you see what the palsy was, that there was many different things that went along with that, but it really meant to be paralyzed, that he was paralyzed, could no longer perform the functions that he did before as a servant, nor being grievously tormented because of his paralytic condition. That his cries caught the ear of his master. And when the master heard it, he heard about a man that had the power to heal all kinds of sicknesses, no matter how bad that they were. Sometimes our people don't realize how sick they are. And I'm not just talking about physical sickness, but we have people that have not just the paralytics that he talked about here, but also in the 4th chapter, we read that Christ took care of people that had divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them all. All that came to him, he healed them. Some of them didn't even have their own strength themselves to come to the Lord. And the Bible says that when they heard that Jesus was coming to town, or that he was in town, that their loved ones would carry them in their beds to where he was, that they might receive the healing that they stood in need of. Today we have people that I believe that don't know how sick they are. They don't understand how sick they are. I don't believe that this centurion, that his servant really knew how sick he was. He was just paralyzed and he was tormented. How many today have family members or friends that are in such bad condition that they can't even see how bad that they are? Many of them can't even pray for themselves. They can't get to where God is at. Even today, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, many of our people are far away from God. Many of them are so sick, the sickness that the devil has brought upon them, that they're not even in their right mind to be able to know to call upon God. They're paralyzed, as this man was. Not physically, but spiritually, they're paralyzed. They cannot call upon God, because you know, as we said in Wednesday night service, that in order to call upon God, you have to go through Jesus Christ. And you can't go through Jesus Christ unless the Father, which is in heaven, that's in him, draws them to him through the Holy Spirit. And many of our people are spiritually so far away from God that they need somebody to intercede on their behalf. Had not this centurion went to the Lord, his servant would have died a miserable death as a paralytic, never able to fully or to even partially become well and have a life that was worth the living. You and I have people we know that if they continue on the road that they're on today, they're going to end up dying a miserable death. It's not a popular thought. And you say, but they're saved today. There's a lot of saved people that's going to die an embarrassing death because of the way that they have forsaken God. They've turned their backs on God. And they can't pray for anybody at all, because I believe this today with all of my heart. As he said, that a man can't go to God without going through Jesus Christ. It takes the drawing power of God for men and women to be able to go to God in an altar of prayer. And it takes the drawing power of God for Christians that are away from God to get back into fellowship. Many of our people are in such bad shape that they need somebody to intercede on their behalf. As the Lord laid this thought upon my heart, we see that the Lord said, I will come and heal him. Did you know the Lord wants to go home with you today? He wants to go home with all of us and help us with all the trials and tribulations that we're going through today. But I like what this centurion said, that, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come into my house. I'm not worthy. He knew where he stood with God. But he said, if you'll just speak the word. How many of us today are praying, God, would you speak a word to my people that are so sick, that are so paralyzed. The devil's got them paralyzed today. And some of them are even possessed with devils and don't even realize it. Did you know today that the devil is moving in such a manner that he is taking over our people, taking over their minds and their lives? I've seen so many lives destroyed by the devil. And a lot of it is because they didn't know how bad a shape that they was in. And you say, Roger, how did they get into that shape? Because the devil will take you and offer you something, and he will never show you how far it's going to take you down the road. He'll never show you that one moment or that time of pleasure that it could destroy you for the rest of your life. Unless somebody loves you enough to take you before God and say, Lord, would you heal my loved one? How many of you know you're at where you're at today because somebody loved you enough to take your name to God and say, Lord, they don't realize how sick they are. They don't realize how bad of shape that they are in. But I bring them to you before. That my petition is to you, God, that even where they are, if you'll speak the word right now, I know they can be made whole. Hallelujah. I don't know how bad sick they are. And God put this all together for me this morning because sometimes we think they're just a little sick. Or we underestimate how bad it really is. But then we see them in the fullness of it. And we see that the devil has taken them so far. I wish I'd prayed for them earlier. But I didn't understand how bad they was. Many of you know that Becky's been sick for a long time. Even at times that she told me that the diseases that she could have, that she had 3 to 5 years to live. And I just shook it off. And then when I began to research and find out how bad it is, and I wasn't doubting her word, but when you read it for yourself, see it for yourself, it brings it to a different light. Amen. But the church began to pray. And today she's doing so much better than she has this whole year. And I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some of you might say it's just coincidence. I say it's because somebody said, Lord, would you go to her house and speak a word of healing to her body? And that's a physical healing. Eli told about a prayer that was mentioned on Wednesday night. And even though we didn't understand the depth of the sickness or the need, we hear this morning, God took care of it. And I say, I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. We pray that the church get on fire. We have one of our youngest men in the whole church stand up and began to testify about the goodness of the Lord. And the church begins to feel the Spirit move. And we feel like, Lord, it doesn't matter what yesterday did. I feel so much better today. Amen. See, this centurion loved his servant. How many of you got people you love that are sick and they don't even know how sick they are? You say, what kind of sicknesses are you talking about? I'm talking about sicknesses that the devil has brought upon them. I prayed yesterday and I said, Lord, I ask you as I bring this message today, help me not to just think about mine, but think about all the others that have family in similar or maybe even worse situations. I prayed that God would take the desire, the taste of alcohol away from my loved ones. Because it is a sickness that's destroying them. And you say, Roger, you Baptists always want to preach against alcohol. Let me tell you, when you see a life totally destroyed by alcohol, you know what it can do to a person and their whole household. Amen? And I've got family that alcohol has torn their home apart. And you say, is that a sickness? It's a sickness of sin that comes in, that I can handle it. It may cause others to do this, but I can handle it because I'm strong. When you become so dependent upon a substance to help you through the day, the devil's got you right where he wants you. But I hear that song to say that God can set you free. And when he sets you free, you are free indeed. Amen? We got folks that are sick. And we can't wait until we get the death call. They began to pray. But while they're alive, church, we ought to be praying for them and petitioning God on their behalf. And I know we're in a Baptist church, but you know what they did when in the book of that it tells us about that when they would take handkerchiefs and they would pray over them and they would give them out to their loved ones to take them that their folks might be healed. Not because the handkerchief had any power in it, but it was the power of prayer that the church prayed over it. And you say, Roger, are we going to do that today? No, we're going to pray. But we're going to pray individually. Because many of you raised your hands that you got family that needs a healing in their life. Well, I've come to preach to you this morning. Jesus Christ is the healer. And it don't matter how many doctors have given up on them. You know they still don't know what's wrong with Becky. All the tests, all the procedures, and they still don't know why she had the problems and still has the problems with the diffusion rate. But you know, doctors can only do so much. They only know so much. But church, I'm here to brag that I know the great physician that knows all things about you and I. He knows about those things that have got us entangled, that the devil has put upon us. And you know, the devil will bring some sickness upon us and try to hide it. But God is able to speak a word, and the sickness has to flee. I've got family that I prayed for yesterday that are sick. They're sick because of drugs has taken over their life. They can't function without a drug. And you say, your family's all messed up. Let's look on all of our families. They need that drug. Some of them are illegal drugs, and some of them are prescription drugs. The devil has got them so wrapped up that they can't function. Some people ask me, and have said this many a times, because I go and I go and I go. They say, I'd like to know what kind of drug you're on. You know what kind of drug I'm on? I'm on a Holy Ghost field concoction today. When I'm down, he lifts me up. And when I begin to fly too high, he brings me back down to earth. When I think I can't, he helps me that I can. And when I say, Lord, I'm about to give up, he says, you can't, because there's too much riding upon you and the church and our lives today. I don't need a drug. I don't need an alcoholic drink. I've got the best thing there is. The Lord shall strengthen us, and we shall run and not grow weary, and we shall soar as eagles. How many of you today don't know where you get the strength from, but God keeps you going? And you say, well, I'm just barely hobbling along. Look up and thank God. Amen? Look up and thank God. We've got people that are so sick that need us to intercede on their behalf. We got church folk that are out of church. And you say, Roger, do you think we can go to the Lord in prayer and pray for them and God's going to forgive them or restore them? The Bible says, James said it like this, you that are strong ought to restore those that have fallen. Amen. I don't believe I can come here and pray for my loved ones and your loved ones, and they're going, God's going to take our prayer. Follow me closely. And he is going to go and move in their life. But I believe that God, when we pray, can go and shake them real good, get their attention, and show them that there is a power higher than that which they are hooked on, that sickness that they have that may have a firm grip on them. God can release them and set them free. This man went in place of his servant, because his servant couldn't go. He was too sick. How many of our people are at home today because they're too sick to go to the house of the Lord? Some of them don't go because they're too embarrassed about the things that they have done. But you know that's just the devil. How many of you in the house this morning without sin? For it got real quiet, didn't it? You know why? Because none of us can cast that first stone. Because we're all guilty. But I believe the church would rejoice greatly when we see these that are sick, these that the devil's got possessed, that we would see them walk down an aisle and get upon an altar and begin to cry out to God for restoration and forgiveness. That wouldn't it be wonderful to see a revival break out in the midst of our people's lives, to where they bring all of their sicknesses to God and say, Lord, help me. This man said, if I could paraphrase, I know you can take care of it. How many of you are confident that there's no sickness that your family or friends has that God can't take care of? And I'll say it again, the greatest need for our people is not the physical need, it's the spiritual need. The devil has got them possessed. And you say, do you still believe that the devil can possess our people? I don't have to ask anybody else. How many of us today are like I am? There are times I don't even know who I am. And you say, what do you mean by that? There are times that somebody will say something to me and I just want to just attack back. Right? Some of you looking around, you don't want anybody else to see you acknowledge that you have the same thing. There are times that the devil comes against my mind, Brother Charlie, and I don't know if I'm coming or going. There are times that he comes in us and he gives us a spirit of, we just like to hurt somebody. Y'all say, our pastor's possessed. Can I tell you this morning, if it weren't for God, we'd all be even more possessed. You know why you're so lovable? Because God lives in you. Our people are so possessed by the devil and all that he has going on that our people have become paralyzed. A few weeks ago, I said, church, would you pray? I've got nephews that are sick. I'm petitioning God on their behalf. Lord, they won't come to church, but God, would you speak a word? How many of you know God don't have to go there? He can just speak a word. Speak a word to their soul. Some that have seen their future that was so bright destroyed by drugs and alcohol. Some of them that so possessed that I got cousins that, and follow me closely, have said that they was lesbians. And people say, you ought not bring that stuff up in church. But you know what the devil will do? The devil will twist your mind to the point that you don't even know who you are. You don't know who you are. And I pray, God, would you speak to them? Because their sickness is so sick. Can y'all think of anything that's more sick than what we see that's happening in our country today? When everybody else, no matter how sick they are, has more right than a born-again child of God has? We're living in a sick time. And it's not just my people and your people. It's everywhere. And the sickness is spreading. You say, Roger, you're talking about COVID. No, I'm talking about something that's worse than COVID-19. It's sin sickness. COVID-19 is only killing, and I say only killing, like 4%. Is that a good number? Somebody help me out. 3%, 4% that get it, die. Sin has a 100% death rate for all that have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And all that sin and don't get healed, they will die and go to hell. Can I close this morning with some more scripture reading? We read here about what he said, that they would sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. But those that do not get healed are the children of the kingdom that shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If they don't get healed, they'll die and go to hell. You say, Roger, that's harsh preaching. It's the word of God. I shared with you a few years ago, and some of you can see me after church, you're going to say, man, your family is so messed up. I had an uncle I hadn't seen in a while, and I went to visit with him when I was down at Dad's, and when he see me pull up, he was out at the barn smoking a joint, and when he see me, he hurried up and put it out, thinking that I didn't see it. You know, some people that are sick won't show their sickness in front of you. But there's an all-seeing eye that knows all about each and every one of us. And I'll say this one more time. It doesn't matter what Washington or your governor says. If God says it's wrong, it's still wrong. And it's no wonder... And I try, Ron, not to be too long. It's no wonder our people aren't getting saved, because society tells them they're not sick. God says they are. His word says they are, and they need a healing. And I know the healer personally. How many of you saved in the house of God? Raise your hands. You know the healer personally. And I'm going to ask you, even though we're not supposed to be too close, we can stay 6 feet. I'm going to ask you this morning, not even for a song, because this is the way God laid it on my heart. Many of you raised your hands and said you know somebody that has one of these sicknesses. It's a sickness that the devil's brought on. In fact, we all had that sickness, did we not, because of the fall of Adam? It's a sickness that the devil caught their eye with something else and lured them away from the church house. It's a sickness that the devil brought upon them, thinking that this would give them that joy or that peace that they're looking for out of a bottle of some type. And when I say bottle, I'm talking about a can or a prescription bottle. I call them all a bottle. Don't matter. Many of our people today, devil lures them in with just a little taste. And then he's got them. hook, line, and sinker. He's got them. You and I cannot set them free. We have not the power. But Brother Ray, if we would be like this centurion was, if we will go and petition God on their behalf, God is able to speak to them at the house that they're in today, at the job site they're at today. Maybe some of them are still in bed. You know, God can wake them up. And God can change their minds about where they're at and what they're doing. So I ask you today, as we close, how many of you are willing to find an altar somewhere and petition God on behalf of your loved ones? You say, but I've done it before. Do it again. And keep doing it until we see the victory come through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Will you join us this morning? How many of you are able to join us in an altar of prayer on behalf of our loved ones? We can stay 6 feet apart. Or are you just going to let it go and say, they're really not that sick? You know, there's nobody, I don't know how to say this. How many of you have ever covered for your family? They're really not that sick. They're really not that sick. When we know that they really are that sick. Instead of praying for them, we just let it go. And then we get the news that it's so bad. It looks like there's no way of escape. And then we cry out, God, won't you take care of it? God, heal them. Take care of their sickness now. With Sister Rachel, what we should have done is when we first heard about the issue, we should have went to God and prayed. Amen? Join us, if you will, as we close with this altar of prayer.
Dear Lord, I come before you again on behalf of my family. Lord, I know that there's other families here that need the same answer this morning. But I pray for them that, God, that you would just speak to that sickness that they have today. Lord, I bring my petition before you on their behalf and saying, God, speak to their hearts right there where they're at today. Open their eyes to how the devil's got them veiled and blinded to the fact that it's so bad. Lord, it may be acceptable by society, but we know that it's unacceptable by you. Lord, their sickness is going to kill them, and not just them, but all in their households if it continues the way that it is. Lord, I pray for them this morning because, God, they're just so far away from you. Lord, would you speak to them no matter where they may be at, maybe upon their bed, maybe on their couch, or maybe running up and down the highway. Speak to them, Lord. Get their attention. The time is running out. The King is coming, and they need to be ready. Lord, we pray for them and for all these others that's away from you. Folks that once stood up and sang the songs of Zion and prayed and amen to preaching. And Lord, now they're back out there in the world. I pray for them, God. I pray that you will speak to them. I petition you today on their behalf, Lord, to go and speak to their lives. I ask you, God, to go with us today. Be with our church, that we will see it grow and prosper. Go with us now and bless us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.